Several dozen Arkansans gathered at the state capitol in mid-November to protest the Dakota Access Pipeline, as well as to raise awareness about the newly permitted Diamond Pipeline across North Arkansas.
That is set to cross every aquifer, watershed, and river, creek, bayou, and slough between Fort Smith and Memphis.
Plains All American, a publicly traded company based in Houston, Texas, is building the $900 million, 440-mile-long Diamond Pipeline, designed to carry 200,000 barrels of domestic sweet crude oil a day from its oil storage facility in Cushing, Oklahoma, to a Valero-owned refinery in Memphis, Tennessee. The pipeline will cut through more than 200 miles of Ozark Mountains. Allison Millsaps crunches through a cedar hedge to a bluff overlooking the freshly scoured pipeline route, which will cross beneath the Big Piney River in Pope County.
And you can see where they've stopped clearing for right-of-way.
Millsaps says her family initially resisted negotiating a right-of-way with Plains All American several years ago, but were forced to convey easement under Arkansas's current eminent domain law.
The loss of control is very painful, and you lose your sense that you have some kind of ability to have a say over what happens on your property and in your life.
In early 2015, Millsaps and other affected property owners sought legislative relief, bringing their concerns before the Arkansas House Insurance and Commerce Committee. Their advocate present at that hearing was State Representative Warwick Sabin, District 33, Little Rock, sponsor of House Bill 1870, the Property Rights Protection Act.
One would assume that private property rights are sacrosanct in our country and in Arkansas.
His measure, however, failed. Sabin plans to reintroduce the bill in early 2017, which will clarify Arkansas's eminent domain law specifically for petroleum pipeline projects.
You know, the question comes down to, is it really a public use in Arkansas simply to move oil across our state, not for the use of our citizens, but for the simple interstate commerce?
We queried Plains All American for this report. Spokesperson Brad Leone would not disclose the number of right-of-ways purchased in Arkansas, nor acreage. But he did say the entire route has been cleared and construction is underway to be completed later next year. Plains All American, Leone says, conducted extensive environmental analysis and field surveys, making route alterations to accommodate ecological concerns in certain property owners. Clarksville City Councilwoman Dana Schneider says she didn't learn the pipeline would cut through her city until she read about two locals being forced to convey right-of-way.
They went to court and found out, no, the Arkansas eminent domain legislation allows them to take your property.
Schneider brought the Plains All-American pipeline issue before her city council, showing it would cross two city drinking water intake systems. The city filed to intervene with the Arkansas Public Service Commission, but then, last minute, she says, Plains All-American cut a deal.
At 4 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon, before the 9 o'clock PSC hearing on Thursday morning, they deposited the money, $6.6 million, into an escrow account that would pay for the protective mitigation procedure for both of our intakes.
Still, Dana Schneider says she's worried a toxic oil spill like the one that devastated the community of Mayflower, Arkansas in 2013 could ruin her town as well. I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville, reporting for Arkansas Public Media.